Well, I was a pretty good student. High school was pretty easy for me, I think. So I did my homework, but didn't work too hard. College, I did more, but actually it was because I was taking lots of extra classes. It was normal at Harvard to take 4 classes a term. Usually I took 5 classes, with auditing another 1 or 2. One term I took 6 classes, that was too many. Well, both my parents are scientists, so it was kind of a natural thing for me to do. They were interested in biology. I was always good at math. In second grade, I took third grade math. It was first grade, I took second grade math. So, you know, physics was kind of a natural thing to combine math and, you know, more natural sciences. For me, science is a good source of puzzles to work on. I mean, it's just something fun to play with. It's, if you have a crossword puzzle or Sudoku or, you know, one of the standard puzzles that you find, there's only one right answer, everything else is wrong. Usually there's only like 1 or 2 ways to do it. In science, you're kind of more free to solve problems however you want. There are wrong answers, there's lots of wrong answers. But usually there's not just one right answer. There's at least, at a minimum, there's a couple of different ways of saying the same thing. And you get to kind of find your own way to express it and to figure out what the answer is. So it allows you to be creative at the same time as solving puzzles, and where there really is right and wrong, it's just not a unique right and wrong. The whole world exists because of science. Nothing in the world would work without science. Understanding science is really the only way to understand the way the world around us works. And I think that's fascinating, for one thing, and also very practical. My advice for students is the same as my advice for everybody, which is don't take advice. Advice tends to be very personal, in some sense, in that answers that are good for one person are not good for another person. So even if the advice sounds very sensible, and actually is very sensible, but it doesn't feel right to you, is probably not right. There's not just one path to success, there's lots of paths, and you have to find one that works for you.